Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 30th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Hypertonic saline, or carbocysteine, in bronchiectasis. This 2x2 factorial trial evaluated hypertonic saline versus carbocysteine for bronchiectasis exacerbations, enrolling participants with frequent exacerbations and daily sputum. The study aimed to assess the safety and effectiveness of these mucoactive agents in a large cohort, addressing inconsistencies in current guidelines. Article number 2. Artificial intelligence automation of echocardiographic measurements. This study developed and validated open-sourced deep learning semantic segmentation models to automate comprehensive echocardiographic measurements, aiming to reduce the time and imprecision associated with manual assessment. The goal is to leverage artificial intelligence to decrease clinician burden and improve diagnostic accuracy and longitudinal tracking of cardiovascular disease. Article number 3. Pop-up cardiovascular screening within community pharmacies and an international sporting event. This prospective observational study investigated an opportunistic pop-up screening approach for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk within community pharmacies and at a sporting event over 7 weeks. It aimed to identify differences in the captured populations based on screening location, day, and time to improve population-level screening uptake and compliance. Article number 4. Inflammation and Cardiovascular Disease, 2025 ACC Scientific Statement. This scientific statement highlights the critical role of inflammation, particularly residual inflammation measured by high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, in the pathogenesis and outcomes of cardiovascular disease. It emphasizes that elevated high-sensitivity C-reactive protein predicts recurrent cardiovascular events even in statin-treated patients, and identifies higher-risk individuals in whom statin therapy significantly reduces the risk of first major cardiovascular events. Article number 5. An aberrant resurgence of endogenous retroviruses prompts myocarditis and heart failure. This research explored the potential role of endogenous retrovirus resurgence in heart failure by establishing a total RNA sequencing pipeline to assess their occurrence in human and murine heart failure models. The study generated myocardium-specific mouse lines to investigate how this aberrant retroviral activity might induce myocarditis and contribute to the development of heart failure. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.